Okay, at the National Museum of Computing, and here I am talking to a fellow teacher, Dan Gardner. You might follow him on Twitter. He's England Raider. Which you told me it's an anagram of your name.
Yeah, it's very an clever. Anagram of Daniel Gardner, you see.
Very clever.
It's also my Xbox Live ID, if anyone wants to get on Call of Duty. No.
So, you, like me, you've come to this computing training session, GCSE computing
today.
Yeah,
the OCR computing pilot GCSE. Yeah. They're offering training today, which is quite good.
So, are you actually teaching computing at the moment, GCSE?
Not at the moment, but from September I have two classes to teach computing.
Two classes.
Because we're just moving to 3-year key stage 4, so two option groups have picked.
Right. Roughly what numbers is that going to be?
About 25 in each class. It's a big
group. Wow.
So, that's optional. You know, they weren't forced. It wasn't a hard sell. They chose to do it. So
that's fantastic.
I'm looking forward to it.
Why are you moving towards computing?
I think, you know, we've been offering ICT qualifications that are kind of modular or coursework based, like OCR Nationals and, you know, with the Wolf Review and everything.
Yeah.
I think we're looking... Certainly, because we're quite a high-achieving school, and you know, to do our students a good service in terms of university and progression, we want to give them proper academic subjects.
Sure.
And for those that are interested in computers, you know, we offer them something here. The other thing I like about it is that there is this kind of perceived skills shortage around technology and technology industry in the UK. So I'm really keen to be part of filling that skills gap.
Now, we were talking about the OCR computing event just a minute ago.
Yeah.
Was there any messages that you're picking away? Is there anything that you thought, oh, that was really helpful or useful bits of advice?
I was put at ease a lot about the way things are moderated, about the way the courses run, about what controlled assessment really means to teachers in the classroom. It sounded not laid back, but quite common sense, you know.
So you're feeling really encouraged by that advice.
I was really worried that controlled assessment would be really difficult to do with a programming task, but they said no. I mean, if the kids go home and work out how to code something and then come back in, as long as they actually only type it in and apply it in front of you, that's fine.
Great. While you were here, did you manage to get a chance to look around the Museum of Computing?
Yeah. I mean, I've only had a short tour. I haven't been on the official tour.
We're near a train station.
So, I mean, the building looks horrible. That's my first impression. But it is bomb-proof, which is good to know. It's exactly as it was in World War II, I think.
Don't think the building's good advert for what's inside?
I don't know. I think the building would be brilliant if it was kind of this thing that was slightly out of context. So
sure.
If you had like a modern visitor centre and then you were like, right, let's go into the old-fashioned war building, it would be great. Actually, the whole place looks like it hasn't been touched since World War II, which I think is one of my criticisms of it, but I guess that's how it is. I really enjoyed seeing the Colossus and the Tunny machine.
Sure.
The Colossus, I guess, is the first proper computer, and seeing it fired up was awesome.
And did you get to see any more modern
I only had a whistle-stop tour, but I really like the 80s retro gaming room. There's like a whole room, and they've got an Amiga and Spectrums and all of these cool retro things from my childhood that you can play. And there were kids in there actually with the joysticks out. Kids don't even know what joysticks are anymore, playing computer games and stuff.
Dan, it's been really good to talk to you, and good luck in September with your computing.
Thank you very much.
Okay.